Hi, you're listening to News Talk 94.1 Local Matters. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Stefan Root from Root's Coffee in today. Hi, Stefan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you for joining me.
Sure.
So you have a coffee business.
I do.
Tell me a little bit about that coffee business.
Well, so basically, I've started a couple of years ago. I had a love for coffee, and I just kind of grew what I had from my kitchen, grew it into a business, and today it's Root's Coffee.
And so did you start off kind of by doing coffee in your kitchen and giving it to your friends and family?
Yeah. So I first started off with like a $30 espresso machines. Got them, got working, working the craft of a barista.
Were you making your own beans at the time?
No, not at the time.
Okay.
I was just pretty much strictly,
a barista.
Yeah. So, I would learn
the
craft.
Did you have a drive-through window that people could come yeah. to your house?
Yeah. So anytime, we'd have, you know, family over. I have a large family. So anytime we had a family gathering or whatever, I'd pull it out and start making some drinks.
Kind of like sometimes people are like bartenders of their yeah. households. You were just the barista.
Yeah, exactly.
And so you just like to experiment and kind of try yeah. different things.
Yeah.
And so how long ago do you think that was where you just
oh, gosh.
Had an espresso machine?
Probably about 12 years ago.
Okay.
So it's been a long time.
Yeah. And so what made you kind of get into the bean side of things?
I just love the whole artistic appeal of coffee. The barista obviously has a little bit of artistic drive to it, but even so much more in roasting. You just get into roasting different beans. They have different flavor profiles, and the art is bring all those flavors out, bring out the nuances of each flavor.
So how did you, I've talked to Zach Buckner, who was sure. roasting in like an old oven thing on his back porch.
Yeah.
How did you learn how to start roasting your own beans?
It's all self-taught. Videos.
Google.
Google. I mean, you can learn anything on Google.
Yeah.
But YouTube videos, books. I read many books.
Did you set off with the vision like I'm going to start a business here, or did you just set off in the vision of like I just want to get better at what I'm doing?
Yes, really, it just started off because my wife, you know, she was in college at the time at Tech, and she just loved coffee, and
she needed her coffee.
Yeah, and so we would go to Poets, a local shop here, and we'd just get drinks, and I'd go home and recreate those drinks on mine. And, you know, it's just a hobby.
With a wife in school, I'm sure that was more budget friendly
right,
to be able
right.
to create your own.
Right. And yeah. And then just, you know, make drinks, gourmet drinks, this, you know, different flavorful ones. And then I was like, man, I'm getting pretty good at this. And everybody's like, when are you going to open a shop? Because I would go to, you know, we'd have church get togethers and things like that. And I'd bring them the machine and, you know, I'd bring milks and some people would chip in a little bit, but you know, I'd just bring it and I'd probably make 30, 40 drinks and you know, just people would just sit around playing cards and having a get together and I'd sit in the kitchen yeah. and make drinks.
So what really made you take the leap of faith to say, okay, let's legitimize this. Let's make this a business.
Yeah. So, an opportunity opened up. Well, it didn't really open up. It kind of propelled me to look into owning a shop. There's a local shop in Crossville that was up for sale. And, you know, my dad and I were kind of, you know, mixed emotions about buying one, making that jump because it's so much risk involved, especially if you don't have a lot of, you know, equity and things like that. But we got in there. I made some bids, you know, talked to some banks and stuff like that.
And this was a brick and mortar,
a coffee
shop
yeah.
that you were thinking about buying.
Yeah. And, you know, I kind of negotiated with the owner. And we were on our final leg of negotiations and someone kind of jumped in and offered them full cash money for the shop. And it was kind of devastating to me. And so
you don't know if you want something until you can't have it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, I was pretty devastated.
And so, what year was that you were?
That was 2016.
Okay.
Hang on one second. 2017. Sorry. 2017, and later on that year, I got to brainstorming and things like that, and my dad sent me a picture of a coffee truck that was out of Indiana, and it was for sale, and surprisingly, that coffee truck was almost as much as the business I was going to buy, which is substantial. And I got to thinking, what if we went a little bit smaller scale? So we developed a trailer. We bought a trailer, outfitted it with sinks and countertops and refrigerators and things like that.
So this was just a kind of small 8-foot-ish trailer, something like
12-foot trailer.
12, okay.
And we just got to working on that, and I'd travel around, do events, and I'm getting my city permit to set up, like a food truck, and I just have people invite me out, and I'll set up and at local businesses and things like that.
What gave you the skills to be able to make a coffee kitchen out of a trailer? Do you have a technical background or a machinist kind of background? Or
no.
Again, the internet.
Not really. My background is in economics. So I graduated with a degree in economics, and I have no carpentry skills at all. Mm-hmm. So my dad has a little bit of, he does a lot of work with his hands and stuff. But my wife's dad, he does a lot of carpentry. He used to build houses and things like that. And so he had some old wood laying around and some real nice wood that we use for the countertops, and kind of made it look like a bar, and it's real nice, he pretty much did all the work. I did the supervising, but it was
one of those projects where you quote unquote helped him.
Yeah, right.
And he did most of it.
Yeah.
So, have you always kind of done projects like that with your dad? Was he kind of the one to do stuff as a kid that he'd say, yeah, come on, Stefan, like,
yeah. Well, my dad, he actually recently moved here from Michigan. And when he was in Michigan, he owned a boat shrink wrapping business on the side. So I'd go up there around, Thanksgiving time, and I'd help all week long. We'd shrink wrap boats and things like that. So there's always been an entrepreneurial drive, I guess, in my family, in my blood. It's being able to create something from the ground up and make it and watch it flourish.
In case you're just joining us, you're listening to Local Matters, and we have Stefan Root with Roots Coffee in today. And so you mentioned kind of having that entrepreneurial spirit kind of in you. Sure. What, as a kid, what did you think you were going to do when you grew up? You mentioned that you have a economics degree.
Yeah. As a kid, I wanted to be an NBA basketball player.
Which... You're not that tall.
Yeah, no.
So
I was not. I'm not very vertically gifted. So, but I could jump. But
did you grow up in this area? Are you from here?
No, I actually grew up in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay.
Moved here, back and forth between my mom and my dad. They were divorced when I was young, and I had to go.
I'm
up
one
there.
Of those Michigan transplants as well. So.
Yeah. So, and I got early teens when I hit my growth spurt. And I just had a love for sports. I always loved baseball, things like that. I played baseball, basketball in high school, played a little bit of football, and just kind of that competitive drive kind of pushed me towards being who I am, I guess.
And so where did you go for school?
So I graduated Boyd Christian High School in McMinnville. Tried a few stints in college, but At the time, it wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm. I completely support. It's not for everyone, especially when you can start your own business. And
Yeah. And at the time, I was a store manager at GNC down in McMinnville, and I was, I'm making decent money for an 18-year-old. Right. Why not? And I had a drive to be in the fitness scene and things like that. Obviously, when you're loved, you find your passion, your loved one that your soulmate, I guess.
Yeah.
That a lot of things got pushed to the side or whatever. So, long story short, I went back to school, completed my undergrad, in 2013 here in economics.
Here at Tech?
No, I actually, Liberty University.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that in Virginia?
Virginia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so did you do anything with the economics degree? Were you in a business? And are you doing Roots full time right now?
No, I'm not doing Roots full time right now. So, I took my economics degree and went into a little bit of general management, a local company here. or they just basically did packaging supplies. I'm still in the packaging industry at Cumberland Container in Monterey. And so I started there as procurement specialist. So economics, you know, a little bit involvement in procurement, but and now I'm in sales. So I do packaging supplies, and I sell to the local businesses and things.
How does that day job pull over into your own business of Roots Coffee?
Really, it's hard work.
Work ethic.
Yeah, the work ethic. You got to work hard. You know, you got to scrounge and dig up different things when you're trying to sell. You know, I mean, not everybody is too keen on just letting you in their doors just to give you let you give your sales pitch or whatever.
I think that sales part is I fundraise for a lot of nonprofits, and I just think you know, people say no a lot.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
So you just kind of have to have that passion and drive to really believe in what you're bringing to the table for people. Yeah. And so in the coffee industry, I mean, I'm sure you know your product inside outside, and so that kind of can help you convey that when you're going to people and you want to sell it at certain places.
Yeah, and you don't have to sell something you don't believe in. And that's what I like. I'm passionate about, and I believe in my coffee. I believe in coffee in general, you know, and millions of people love it. And I believe the others that don't love it, once they try, you know, and get used to it or whatever, different flavors, I believe they'll, you know, turn to it.
Yeah. I think that's when you're really passionate about something.
Yeah.
You really think, well, I just have to keep trying. I have to keep trying in different ways and different avenues. Yeah. And there's a different flavor, a different way I can make it. And you can turn anybody, which, let's be honest, there's probably people that just will not drink coffee.
Yeah. and what was funny is when my wife was drinking so much when she was in college, I couldn't stand it. It had to have a ton of sugar, a ton of cream. and you know, your palate grows. Just like for different foods, you know, when I was growing up, I didn't eat anything like outside pizza and, you know, French fries or something like that. But, you know, and now I I'll go home, sit down, I'll turn on the espresso machine and drink a shot of espresso just because I enjoy the flavor.
Yeah. When we come back, we're going to hear more about the actual journey of Roots Coffee and how it came to be what it is today, and kind of see where things are going further.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too, and unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Stefan Root with Roots Coffee in today. And so we kind of left off earlier with you telling you found this truck, and it was just an empty trailer.
Yeah.
And you supervised your father as he outfitted it.
Yeah.
And so what then, you started taking it around places. And was there a point where you thought, this is kind of really working? Like, I know what I'm doing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You know, the first few events that I did, it was kind of hit or miss, cause I didn't know the event scene, the festival scene or anything like that. And then, probably toward the end of the year.
And what year was that?
I established the business in, February 2018. Mm-hmm. In June, 2018, we did our first, festival. And
tell me about, like, leading up to that. Were you just like, I got this, people love my stuff, or were you like, oh my gosh, this could be horrible?
So there's a basket of mixed feelings, basically, because you're
Welcome to entrepreneurship.
Yeah,
right?
it's all risk. You know, you're basically putting yourself out there, making yourself vulnerable. And so I did this very first event. It was basically free. They just, you know, asked for donations or whatever. And as an entrepreneur, I don't ever want to say something has failed. I always want to learn from that experience. Mm-hmm. And so I go in this two days, and I think I make maybe $125. And I'm sitting there thinking,
for like 2 8-hour days.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Your hard work. Or you're just sitting there, just bored out of your mind. And we just sat there. So I had a really good experience. You know, I got to talking, you get to talking to a lot of different people around, telling you different events. Some people who, aren't so much the event goers, but yet they own their own businesses and they know, hey, learn this. Even if you hit this event, you don't do well, hey, you're going to know what not to do. Mm-hmm. And things like that. And that's pretty much what I learned throughout the first season. Going into the second season in early 2019, you know, I started researching a lot more festivals and events. And
were you roasting at that time too?
I was not.
Okay.
I started roasting towards the end of 2019, around, I want to say November, when I really started. I purchased the roaster. You know, early 2019, but you know, I wanted to kind of hone the craft and everything.
Well, in the like circuits, the summer season is the busy season to go out and do kind of stuff like that, right?
Yeah. So, the event, the very first event I did, it was a bluegrass festival down at Defeated Creek, and they invited me out. I said, well, I don't have anything scheduled that weekend. I was like, well, let's go again. And it was an absolute, it was great. It was completely night and day different from the year before. And that's when, you know, it probably took me a good year from, you know, losing a little bit of money, learning different things and things like that. And I didn't have any critical failures that would just completely put me out of business or something like that. And so I was able to learn from them. And so I went back to that and I started making, my own recipes. As far as like, I would make like fruit compote and things like that for my frappes. Instead of going to the high fructose corn syrup, syrups that are out there today.
And again, no cooking background or anything that. No. You just have kind of seen things that you like and you want to experiment.
Yeah, really. Just experiment, and that's the best thing, because I mean, having family, you can experiment different frappes, different,
and they're gonna
drinks.
Tell you the truth, right?
Yeah. and that's because my wife is like, she is so, I don't know if it's Italian, because she's Italian, and I don't know if she's just so blunt and to the point where she don't care if it hurts your feelings or anything. So she'll pretty much tell me.
You know, she doesn't have the filter. That's good when you're, you know, you'd rather have it from her than serve something that's like, oh, this is horrible.
Yeah, exactly.
So you started kind of experimenting and having them a bit on the healthier side. You said, you know, health and fitness was kind of a passion of yours from the past.
Yeah. So I did an event that, in Nashville that kind of brought that out, and I was doing like almond milk, throwing almond milk in with matcha, and it sold really well. So I experiment with different ingredients. I'll do like matcha teas and matcha latte. A lot of health conscious people will kind of turn to different things like that, so they don't have to worry about, you know, bringing in their carbs and things like that, bringing, you know, because I mean, to be honest with you, an espresso based drink is quite calorie full.
Yeah. So. Yeah. They're not the healthiest.
Right.
So you start roasting at the end of 2019, and 2020 hits.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And 2020, the year of who knows.
Oh, my goodness.
We can't cuss on the air. So, but it's just, I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. So, you know, what have you done in the past few months to try and kind of pivot? And
okay, so that's funny. because I'm starting to get really good at roasting. I'm starting to market to stores and things like that to put in. So I'll go to the Nashville flea market and I set up and I went in to just sell roast. And about 90% of the people will say, "Hey, you got K-Cups." And they were like, "Well, if you had K-Cups, I would buy your roasted coffee." And that got me thinking. So I have all these plans for 2020. I want to purchase a K-Cup machine. I want to start marketing more to, bulk and things like that. And then all of a sudden COVID hits.
Right.
And, this hits and my business is almost just pretty much at a standstill. I can sell a few things online and to friends and family and things like that. But,
the whole catering aspect of everything's
out. It's done. Every event is either canceled or rescheduled. What had happened is I had spent so much money in events coming up that it took all my cash flow out. So I wasn't able to actually grow my business the way I wanted to, even during this time. I had a girl graphics designer working for me, making bags so I'd have direct print on my bags, nice graphics and things like that. I had a guy working on a website for me. I had lots of plans that I was going to do, and it just got put on hold. Mm-hmm. And it made me think about restructuring my business model. I got to do a lot of reading through this COVID. And the good thing about Zoom is a lot of the people in the coffee industry do a lot of Zoom virtual reality or virtual events and things like that. And so one of the big names in coffee is Joe Morocco. He was doing a Zoom, and I was able to get on that, and he was talking a lot about how to push your business in different directions and things. So I'm looking at, different roast. I'm going to work on my blends and basically, do something pretty simple, but yet effective.
In case you're just joining us, we have Stefan Root with Roots Coffee Inn. And so we just kind of talked about what you've changed a little bit. Mm-hmm. So right now you do sell your coffee beans here locally. Where are you selling them locally?
I sell my coffees at Urban Owl Embroidery.
Which is on 10th Street?
10th Street, yeah. Yes. They've been really generous with me. They've been pushing it, helping me out quite a bit. And they've placed three big orders since the 1st of January, even through the COVID,
Are you able to sell outside of the Upper Cumberland region yet?
I do. I have a it's kind of like the market in Clarksville. I travel to Clarksville every now and then. So in through the event channels, I was able to reach out to someone about putting my coffee in their store.
So what do you see, let's say you get this K-Cup thing going on. Do you see Roots Coffee being in Kroger someday?
That's a possibility.
Let's pretend you're a little kid and no one's telling you you can't do it.
Yeah.
Is that what your dream and your goal is kind of to be, or...
Yes. Yeah.
I know it's scary to say. It's scary to say on the radio right. Where other people might hear.
Well, I mean, you don't want to say this is, I want to take myself and I want to be, the best I can be.
So how can people find, your coffee and what you have to offer?
So right now I'm on Facebook, Roots Coffee, social media. I'm on Instagram, Roots Coffee. And
do you have your website set up yet?
I do not. Okay. Actually, I'm looking at getting a grant through the whole COVID thing. That they said that I should be able to get a small grant. And with that money, I'll be able to, kind of pick up where I left off.
Yeah.
And once I do have that, my website will be rootscoffeeroasting.com.
Roots Coffee Roasting. And so is your plan to be able to sell through your website?
Yes.
And right now, can you place orders through Facebook?
Yeah, you can place orders, message me. And you know, if you message, I can definitely reach out via email or something like that. Or, you know, instant message.
Yeah. Great. Thank you for coming in today, Stefan. It was great having you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.